The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. In recent months, there's come a new fix for America's ills, pushed by those who do not believe the Bible to be literally true. It is, tear down our monuments of heroes from the southern side of the war between the states. This idea is most certainly pushed by people on the left of the political spectrum, which follows perfectly their agenda, that is, divide and conquer. Using race to divide citizens within a nation is nothing new. Satan has been using this tactic since early human history to enslave people politically, so he can keep the gospel of Christ from reaching them. Its end is always death, because Satan comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus said. First, let's answer the question, should nations have monuments at all? It was God Himself who first taught His model nation, the Jewish Republic, to erect monuments. When He had dried up the Jordan River so His people could cross on dry land, He told Joshua to build a monument of 12 stones so that, quote, "This may be a sign among you that when your children ask your fathers in time to come, saying, 'What mean ye by these stones?' then you shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever." So monuments are a way God gave nations to remember their history. God actually commands us in Deuteronomy 32:7 to remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. After all of history is just His story. To try to wipe out history is to try to forget the very work Jesus did on the cross to bring us back to God. The cross happened in history. So what group is really behind this effort to remove the statues of heroes in our past? I remember asking a young Russian principal of a Christian school in 1997 what they taught about their Russian history. He said that they didn't have much to teach, because the communists destroyed all the history books when they took over Russia in 1917. You see, communists, now called progressives, want a people to forget their history so that they have nothing with which to compare the new ideas the communists are using to change a nation. To remove a nation's history is to disarm the people of that nation against false ideas which will bring them into spiritual and political bondage. We in America need to think deeper than just skin color about this movement to divide us. And progressives especially hate our system of government because, by our Constitution, the national government has only limited powers. The states were to keep most of the powers of government according to the ideas of our founders. This system, when it's operated as intended, stops communism or progressivism dead in its tracks. Because one of the two main issues of the war between the states was this very right of the states to be the most powerful, the socialists want to destroy the memory of great Christian men such as Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson, who fought to preserve the power of the states. While racial prejudice is wrong, no matter which side it comes from, we must look deeper than just skin color. Remember, Jesus said that, "While Satan comes to destroy, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you, and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Basic American Heritage Seminar, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.